Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Aaron Stinnett. The New Testament reading for today is Mark chapter 15, verses 1 through 15. And as soon as it was morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council. And they bound Jesus and led him away and delivered him over to Pilate. And Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And he answered him, "You have said so." And the chief priests accused him of many things. And Pilate again asked him, "Have you no answer to make? See how many charges they bring against you." But Jesus made no further answer, so that Pilate was amazed. Now at the feast, he used to release for them one prisoner for whom they asked. And among the rebels in prison, who had committed murder in the insurrection, there was a man called Barabbas. And the crowd came up and began to ask Pilate to do as he usually did for them. And he answered them, saying, "Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?" For he perceived that it was out of envy that the chief priests had delivered him up. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release for them Barabbas instead. And Pilate again said to them, "Then what shall I do with the man you call the king of the Jews?" And they cried out again, "Crucify him." And Pilate said to them, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him." So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released for them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, picture yourself sitting in a prison cell, waiting. You are in the dark, shackled in chains, and ahead of you lies only the prospect of certain death, which is the sentence that you received for your part in a rebellion. There's no possible way for you to free yourself, and so now it is just a matter of time as you wait to be brought out for your punishment to be administered. But then, the most remarkable thing happens. The door of your prison cell is opened and you are set free. Free from your chains, free from captivity, free from the death sentence hanging over you, free from all of that, and free for a whole new life. A life of liberty, a life filled with new hope. And you are told why this new life is yours, why you have been set free. It all came down to a choice. A choice between you and Jesus. One of you would be set free, and one would die. And amazingly, this was the choice. Your freedom at the cost of Jesus' life. Unlike you, Jesus is innocent. But instead of you, Jesus goes to the cross. Instead of you, Jesus suffers and dies in the dark. Meanwhile, you step out into the light as a brand new life is yours, all because of Jesus. Now, you might recognize this as the story of Barabbas, but this is not only his story. It is also my story and yours. Apart from Christ, we are all bound in chains of sin, locked away in the darkness of unbelief, captive to the devil, the world, and our own sinful nature, with the sentence of death hanging over us as the due penalty for our sin, that is, our rebellion against the Lord. That is our condition apart from Christ, and we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. So we would be lost forever, unless delivered by our Lord Jesus Christ. But then, the most remarkable thing happened. Your prison door was opened, your chains were loosed, and you were set free. free from sin, from death, and from the power of the devil, free from the curse of the law, free from your past, and free for a whole new life as a beloved child of God. And why is this life yours? It is all because of Jesus. A choice needed to be made, and Jesus chose for you to be set free, though it meant crucifixion for him. So, Jesus went to the cross instead of you. Jesus bore the just judgment for your sins instead of you. Jesus suffered and died instead of you. And Jesus freely chose to do all of that for you so that you can freely have every blessing in him. Christ, the righteous one, chose to bear your sins so that you can now stand righteous and holy before God. Christ chose to suffer and die in darkness so that you can now walk in the light of life. On the cross, Christ has served your sentence, he has died your death, he has taken away your sin. And in exchange, he has set you free and has given you new and everlasting life. Christ has set you free. You are free indeed. All glory, honor, and praise be to Christ Jesus, our great deliverer, now and forevermore. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you released many from their bondage to sin, death, and the devil as the healer of the nations. But when it came time to release you, the crowd chose a murderer instead. Through our co-crucifixion with you in the waters of our baptism, may we continually be released from our sins as we confess you to be our everlasting King. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.